Valley 104.9 FM's Homegrown. We shine a radio spotlight on a local Valley music artist.
Is Homegrown on Valley 104.9 FM, where we spotlight artists whose music has grown on our playlist. Artists our listeners keep responding to, requesting, and coming back to. And today, yet again, Homegrown is featuring an artist who hasn't just grown on our playlist, but also comes from right here in the Snoqualmie Valley. Meet Jindos, an American alternative band formed in North Bend, Washington. Jindos consists of songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and singer Elan Bodwick, also known as E.M. Bodwick, alongside vocalist Terrence Coons. In 2024, Jindos released their self-titled debut album, Jindos, a 12-track record recorded in Issaquah, Washington, with award-winning engineer Stephen Sherrard, and distributed online by Marzareth Records. They followed that release with the single Horror Machine on April 28, 2025, and then expanded that into the 6-track Horror Machine EP, released on June 11, 2025, featuring Horror Machine, Own Soul, Karaoke Queen, Thrill of the Chase, Faded Star, and Smaller Circles. Joining us today on Homegrown is Elan Bodwick from Jindos.
Hello and welcome back again, Elan. This is Fakhruddin, and we are now on the third in the concluding part of the three-part series with you.
Hey, how's it going?
Perfect. So you're currently working on a lot of different things. This is something big change. What's the next chapter for Jindos from here?
Yeah, so for Jindos, like I had talked to you off record, Taryn, the singer, is moving to Georgia. So our relationship more or less has kind of come to an end, not in a bad way or anything uncomfortable. She's moving. She's getting on with a different part of her life. I don't know whether she's going to continue to pursue music or not. I certainly hope she does, because I think she's got that kind of special something. She's got a yes. great ache in her voice that I think is rare. So on my end, I have two albums that I released actually in the last few weeks, or last 2 months, I should say. One under my own name called Broken Bones. Then I did another project called The Lively Arts, which is kind of a project for my love of like punk and power pop. I grew up on The Clash and The Jam and The Damned and The Buzzcocks and early U2 and those kind of bands. And so I put out an album that was very reflecting of that sound and that era. And then currently I'm working on, just recently finished up a 2-song, I guess, record. We're going to put it out on 7-inch vinyl, which is very Depeche Mode, Kraftwerk, almost kind of like industrial style electronic mm-hmm. music. And then I have a new music partner. He's a manager at the Silver Platters record store in Bellevue, Jeremiah. And we're working on a kind of like a trip hop project, which is like kind of like Massive Attack, Portishead, Gorillaz, Uncle, that kind of sound. If anyone's familiar with those bands, that kind of early mid-90s electronic hip-hop, trip-hop kind of vibe. And then I'm also doing another kind of solo acoustic-y, kind of more emotional kind of record, I guess. And those are both almost done as well, because I've been frantically writing those. And the only thing that's changed is that I'm now recording at home. I will still be doing some engineering and mixing. Jesse will be doing some mixing for me and engineering, but I've been recording at home, which is something I've never done ever. Wow. So that's been an interesting thing. And I've been pleasantly surprised at the results. I've always kind of co-produced or produced my own stuff. Like the Jindo stuff was more or less, you know, produced by me, the engineer, like Steve Sherrard, the engineer. I would give him a co-production credit. Same thing with Jess. But I definitely am the one that's saying, this is what I want, this vibe here. So I definitely have the most control I've ever had in many ways. And it's been really good. Once again, I think probably in the last, since August of this year, or excuse me, I should say of August of 2025,
yes,
probably written 22 songs.
Wow.
And I mean, and those are across all genres. There's electronica, there's acoustic singer-songwriter stuff, there's some power poppy, whatever, rock, I guess you could call it, electronic music, instrumental music. So that's been a lot of fun. And that's kind of what I'm doing now. If there ever is an opportunity to do something with technology now, I know that there's the possibility that you can do music. You can be in different parts of the world, different parts of the country. And, you know, I can't take it out of the situation that maybe someday, maybe Taryn will sing, maybe she'll sing a song in Georgia over the internet, you know, through recording through Logic or something, and we'll be able to, record again. But for now, I think Jindos is definitely on more or less kind of a hiatus, if not the end.
Interesting. Now that is amazing. Seems like a huge body of work that you're working on. I think each one of them deserves a separate conversation. Thank you for sharing that with us. And very much interested. I didn't know about all of these releases. I'm going to go check them out. I think this is an amazing, amazing conversation. And I can't really thank you much. But very quickly, I do want to briefly touch upon. So can we expect to hear in Flesh and Bones, or is it only going to be on records and radio and things like that?
Yeah, so part of the reason why, so there was a period where with Taryn, we were rehearsing to do a bunch of, we were going to do stripped down acoustic versions of our songs. We had a couple places lined up, like the Black Dog in Snoqualmie, some wineries, local bars and things like that to do. Basically, I was going to go in there with a 12-string guitar and basically take all the Jindos material and reduce it to basically acoustic music. Mm-hmm. And have Taryn sing on it. We thought that would be very simple. It would also show that we weren't just relying on, you know, studio trickery and, you know, all this, you know, multi-tracking and stuff, which is what every musician does nowadays. And it just, with all the things that were happening in both of our lives and the changes, we could never kind of get it to happen. And as far as myself right now, I'm definitely a studio rat. I love just being recording. I would love to eventually hear very shortly. I have enough material. I could probably do 30 songs acoustically.
Right. Out.
Obviously, that would be way too much. But there is plans in the future. But I'd say in the next 6 months, probably not so much, because I need to do all these projects and wrap these projects up and still release things that are finished. I did two other albums with Jesse that are the only reason we haven't released them, because I don't want to flood every couple months. And I don't promote myself at all. I'm barely on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. And that is very difficult if you're trying to push your music or get your music out there. If you don't have that kind of online presence, you pretty much don't even get thrown into any algorithm. So, like, for instance, I haven't even looked at, like, the views on any Jindo stuff. Never once have I gone and said, oh, let me go see how many views I have or how much, if I've even made any money on, because my mind is always just moving on to the next thing. Like, oh, I've got this new set of songs. I've got this new thing lined up or this new sound. And so, yeah, it's, I guess, like I said, live is not something I'm against. I've done it. I did it many years ago. I'm not against it, but I'm just so much into getting stuff done recording. And I have a lot to keep me busy for the next few months, for sure.
Nice. You know, all I can say is things are changing, because it has not been easy for me to get a hold of you. So, but we did it.
Yes. Yeah.
But we did it. So I'm seeing this as a sign that things are going to change. And yes, it is not easy. And people, even I come from the same, you know, age that you. It is hard to adapt to the modern world, but we have to. And I guess we owe it to the listeners. And your music is amazing, but it has to be discovered.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, I love it personally. A station loves it. We want to play more. We wanted to hear your voice, you know, in conversation. And that's what we are now doing it. So I hope the listeners love it. Thank you so much for taking this time. And I know it must have been a little bit challenging for you to take that step, given that you just don't, you know, you focus so much on producing and making and doing the creative process, then to actually follow it up.
It's a lot of my favorite musicians and artists. I even look at what the Beatles did. The Beatles basically stopped touring after like 68, and they didn't tour for like 3 years, and they just sat in the studio. And that's always like, that always had an impression on me. Like, and even like Roger Waters, the Pink Floyd guy, would just kind of go in the studio and just kind of like, just wanted to work and work. Yes. And work and work. And all the other stuff just seemed unimportant. That's kind of like, those influences kind of stayed with me. I just constantly want to write. And I'm not against live performance. I understand that that's a great way to connect. That's also a great way to get your music out there. But I'm always like, God, the studio is calling. There's a new instrument. Yes. There's a new keyboard. There's something. There's a new idea that I have. And
creative itch.
I want to concentrate on. Yeah. And it doesn't end. It's been crazy. I've been on kind of a streak. I want to ride this streak until it stops, because when you run out of musical ideas, it happens to a lot, you get writer's block. And fortunately, I haven't had it for about 4 years, but I know it's coming. So I want to try to do as much as I can while I can.
True. And, you know, you can always do the live once you've taken a pause. I think, yeah. I guess that's what at least Roger Waters did, right? So
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely amazing. Hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Ilan. I'm so happy that we managed to get to you and speak and record. This is amazing conversation. We need to do more of this, and I will chase you for doing this more and more.
Well, yeah, we should, like, you know, it'd be great to meet for coffee. In fact, if you're local, if you'd love to come over and see the studio, I have some amazing, crazy old instruments, some really rare stuff. So I'd be open even to that if you'd like.
Hey, thank you for that honor. Yes, I am. I'm near the City Hall, so I will take that opportunity. Of course, I go to work at Seattle, so the weekdays are a little tight. But I will take that offer any day. Thank you for that. And you can expect me chasing you to take that up. But doing this for radio, and we're the only, you know, radio is also, unfortunately, we need to be highly engaged. And we haven't been doing that, though we've been in existence for a decade now. And so you're going to help us. We're going to help, you know, all the other community members here and make it a part of their lives. So thank you for giving us this. I'm sure the listeners would love it.
I appreciate your support. I mean, some of the things you've said are amazing, and that's kind of, it's nice to hear that somebody enjoys it. And even if it's one person in this world that likes a song or something like that, I feel like, okay, cool.
You know, hey, the station, me and Scott Salvatore, our music manager and production head, loves it. He said, I'm going to go dig it out. And that was, like, I guess a couple of years ago. And it took us this long to get to you. Amazing. It's been an honor. Thank you very much, Ilan, and wish you all the best, and we'll take it forward from here.
Thank you very much. Like I said, I'm very thankful for your appreciation of the music, and it means a lot.
Okay, concluding series with the song Smaller Circles from Jindos' supposedly second and so far final body of work, EP called Horror Machine. This was Ilan Botwick with me, Fakhruddin, on Homegrown. Enjoy.
Faded dreams, pictures on your wall, memories that burn like cinders. Gilded madman laughing at us all. The concrete lies twitch with terror. Not every bird of prey is feathered. In small circles it breathes. In small circles it leaves. Concealed webs, connected strings. It's neither here nor there. Yet in everything. Yet in everything. So follow me, I'll take you by the hand. Walk amongst the empty slogans. Spin your fears, lead you astray. With every word I've spoken, only I can fix what's broken.
In small circles it breathes.
Connected strings, neither here nor there.
It's Homegrown on Valley 104.9 FM, Northwest Eclectic.